meditation. A moment that where we just relax and rest in the Lord. So you may not hear a whole lot of sound. You may hear a little sound. But right now, we just want to meditate. We just want to think on the Lord. Think on those things that are above. Those things that's going to bring eternal life to us. Those things that will not perish. Those things that will last forever. Because all these things down here on this earth, they all will perish. Clothes, food, houses, cars, they will all perish. They're all going to be no more. As you look over the time, as the years and the times have passed us, and we have seen floods, we have seen, we weren't in it. Some of us have never been in it, but some of us may have been in floods, been in hurricanes, been in disasters. And we thank God for those of us that have survived the storms, that are still here to tell the story of how they made it out. Hallelujah. And in the end, the most important thing after coming through a storm and making it, the most important thing, the most valuable thing in that storm is you. We don't realize that. We don't realize how valuable we are until we are no more. And we have left behind a loved one. We have left behind those who depend on us. Depend on us to be strong. Depend on us to encourage them, to help them. But what we do, we don't want you to be so dependent where you can't get up and do for yourself. You know, a table has four legs on it. And when one of those legs are missing, there's off balance. And that's how it should be. When we come together, we should come together as four legs, not one missing. So today, let us meditate on how can we stand together as a unity. Let's meditate on those things that will last forever, and how, what are we doing in our lives to decrease. And then once we find out those things, we jot those things down. And then figure out how can we add increase to our life. We cannot live through a storm unless God bring us through it. Unless he have given us the wisdom how to get through the storm. Unless he has given us the wisdom and what to do during the storm. Unless he give us the place to go to hide from the storm. Some storms cannot be hidden from. And let me rephrase that. In every storm there is, if you hear the voice of God, God will give you a hiding place. If you will listen and not freak out and not be afraid. This reminds me of a time when Jesus was hidden asleep on the boat, and the storm arose, and the disciples became very weary, and they went to him and said, "Master, we perish." And Jesus stood up and he said, "Peace, be still." And that's what God has given us, that same like power, that through a storm we can say, "Peace, be still." But This is the problem in the storm. When the storm arises, we forget about the word of God. We forget the power that we have to cause the storm to be still. We don't want to forget about the word of God during a storm, because that's when we need it the most. We need it the most when we live in, when we get up every day before we walk out this house. We need to get our instructions for the day. So right now, let us meditate for a moment before we even open our mouth in prayer, before we even say anything else. You know, this is a time that we're spending before the Lord. Let us open our minds and our hearts up to receiving what God wants to pour into us today. So right now, let us empty ourselves out. How do I empty myself out? I don't know how to empty myself. Sometimes you can empty yourself out just by crying. And you may not feel like crying, but sometimes you can empty yourself out just reflecting on what you have been doing. You can sometimes empty yourself out by just asking God to forgive you for those things that you have done, or you may have harmed someone. You may have hidden hatred in your heart. You may be in some hidden sins or whatever that nobody else know but you and God. And you bring those things, you reflect on those things, and you bring them up, and you begin to just pull them out of you. You just remember them and then put them away from you. Get them away from you. Move them out your way. Shut the door to it. Hang the phone up on it in the name of Jesus. The Bible didn't tell us that we had to stay in sin, and that we had to keep on reflecting on it and keep on remembering it. He move it away from you. Take it out of you. Get it away from you. If that sin calls you, you know, the Bible doesn't say we have to answer the phone just to reflect on it, to make sure that we don't have any envy of it. If you know if you're weak to that thing, get away from it. Move it back in the name of Jesus. Turn your eyes from it. Abraham was in a city of Solomon, Gomorrah, hallelujah, and he went to go rest, Jordan. He went over to the river of Jordan on the other side to help his nephew out, and he wouldn't even look upon the sin that was in the city. And then when they tried to reward him for helping him, he said, no, he don't want anything over here, hallelujah. So sometimes you have to let those things go to save your life. If that thing keep on causing you weakness and it keep on causing you to go back into some foolishness, you gotta let it go. It's not that you hate the person. It's not that you dislike the person. It's just that you trying to save your own life. How can you help anyone if you're damaged? How can you help anyone if you're sick and bound down? You can't help no one until you help yourself. Help yourself and become strong, and then go pull out them that are burning, that are headed for disaster or headed for the storm. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you're drowning, how can you help someone else that is drowning? Y'all both gonna drown. So let us meditate today. Let us quiet our souls, quiet our minds, quiet our hearts. You may be wondering, how can I quiet my mind and so many things that are going on? Think of a song, a worship song, a peaceful song. Do you know that during these times right now, when you become so quiet before the Lord, and if you just listen for a moment, God will give you a song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about those things that you have to get rid of. Those things that keep on causing you to go back. It may be the TV. It may be the phone. It may be some friends. Some people you have to avoid. just for your sanity's sake. Some people you had to avoid just to stay in right with God. Some people you have to avoid to keep yourself from sinning or keep yourself from having a nervous breakdown. Some people you have to avoid. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And if you're still looking for a way to get the peace in your mind, to keep those thoughts, to get those thoughts under control, speak the word in the name of Jesus. Thoughts, be still and in the name of Jesus. Sometimes if you had to speak in your own unknown language just to get the atmosphere together. You know what I used to do? I would just begin to praise the Lord, and I would begin to give him thanks, because you know one of the things about the enemy doesn't like it when you praise God. The enemy doesn't like it when you worship him, because when you begin to worship him, when you begin to praise him, the Bible tells us that God inhabits the praises of his people. So wherever praise is, there is God. There is God. So if you have a praise on your lips this morning, begin to praise him. If you have a worship in your heart this morning, meditate upon it and begin to just tell the Lord how thankful you are this morning. Tell the Lord how wonderful he is. Tell the Lord that you realize and you understand and you acknowledge that he is God and that he is the creator and maker of all things, and there is nothing too hard for him. God wants to restore some minds this morning. God wants to restore some hearts this morning. God wants to empty some of us out because we're in some things that are damaging to our ministry, that are damaging to our souls. So we say, Lord, empty me out, Lord, and then fill me afresh. Empty me out, oh God, and fill me afresh. This morning, we need to work on our own selves right now. So you may be wondering, I thought this was the praying hour. It is the praying hour. But right now, we have to work on ourselves before we can work on anyone else, before we can try to bring anyone else to the place where God wants us to bring them to, because we are damaged right now. We went through a consecration, a 21-day consecration. And I saw so many things within myself that I did not like. And I thank God for that 21-day consecration, because it allowed me to see me. It allowed me to see what was in my flesh. It allowed me to realize that I'm not praying enough. I'm not praying hard enough. It made me realize that I need to seek the Lord even the more. Because if we're going to do greater works in this world, we need to be in the right place to do those things, because then we'll be like those two boys, the two men that call themselves trying to cast out a devil. And they're talking about, I cast out the devil in the Jesus that Paul served. Come on now, if you don't know Jesus for yourself, how you out there trying to cast out a devil? If you don't have a relationship with the Lord, how can you demand anything to be in the place where it's supposed to be? How can you call those things that are right now to be as though they were? Hallelujah. If you're trying to change your situation, you got to first deal with yourself. You got to first have a relationship with God for yourself. You have to have a relationship with God for yourself. How can you say you know the Lord when you just know of the Lord because you didn't hear somebody else say it, because you didn't hear somebody else's testimony, because you believed on their testimony? But believe God for your own testimonies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Father. Let us meditate for a moment. We're just going to have a brief moment of silence. You may hear some air blowing. You may hear a little this and that. But don't concentrate on that for a moment. Don't concentrate on that. You may hear a little noise here and there, but don't concentrate on the noise which you hear. Don't let nothing break your concentration. Because right now we really need God. We are desperate for you, Father. Father, we are desperate for you, God. Because we know that sooner or later, God, you're coming back and you're going to crack the sky, Lord. And we want to be ready. And so whatever those things that are inside of us, oh God, that are causing us to pull in the opposite direction than where you are, to where you are, God. God, we want that thing right there. We want to attack. We want to attack this morning. Whether it be stubbornness, whether it be being submitted unto the things that you are calling people to be, your children to be submitted to, God. God, tackle that thing right there, God. That hidden sin, oh God. That thing, maybe it be that you lying too much or whatever. You may be lying and know you're lying. It may be that you're stealing things and you know that you're stealing. You know that thing doesn't belong to you. We want to tackle that thing right there, right there, right there, right there. Those hidden things that you're doing that nobody else know about but you and God. Those are the things we want to get a hold of this morning. Those are the things that we want to get a hold of this morning. Those are the things that we want to get a hold of and give it to God. That's the things that God wants. He's concentrating on that thing right there, right there, right there. It may be unforgiveness. Maybe you can't forgive yourself about something. Maybe you think you did something so horrible. Let me tell you something. Every sin, there is no greater sin. Sin is sin no matter how you look at it. Because a person could go to hell from stealing a piece of gum just as fast as a person that's going out murdering someone. Deal with your mess. That's what God is calling us to do this morning. To deal with those hidden sins that are in our life. Those things, those sins that you have an appetite after. Those sins that you are hungering after. I know I said it. A moment of silence. Let us have a moment of silence. Hallelujah. Just for a moment. If it hasn't, that peace haven't rested in your mind yet, keep on praying. He called Rashata, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all know y'all heavenly language that the devil can't understand, that even the flesh can't understand. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Ha, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You can also say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, my God. Right now, somebody may be crying. Someone may be asking for forgiveness. Someone may be jotting down the things that they know that they need to get rid of. Thank you so much. Thank you, Father, for this day of restoration, Lord. Thank you, Father, for forgiving us, Father, for our hidden sins, Father. We thank you so much. We ask you today, God, to forgive us, oh God, for every sin, oh God, that we have committed, oh God, before you, Lord. Even the ones, Father, that we have not named, oh God, we ask you, Father, to forgive us. We ask you, God, that as we read your word this morning, oh God, that you would cleanse us, oh God, that you wash us, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you so much, Lord. We thank you so much, oh God. We thank you so much, oh God, for restoring our minds, restoring our peace, oh God. We thank you so much, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Holy Father, that, Father, man doesn't have the last say-so over our life, Lord, that we don't even have the last say-so, oh God, but you alone. Even if, God, we did commit suicide, oh God, Father, you still have the last word, oh God, because some people, Father, attempted to do so, oh God, and it did not even work, oh God. Because, Father, you have the last say-so. You have the last say-so, Father, over our life, oh God. And we are ever so grateful and so thankful, God, that God, that you, Father, chose us, oh God, that, Father, that you considered us this morning, oh God, that you chose us, oh God, to walk with you, Lord, to save us, oh God, in spite of, oh God, the sufferings, oh God, the things, that the mistakes, oh God, in spite of the wrong we have committed, Father, whether to ourselves or our loved ones or our friends or family, oh God, you yet, Father, gave us another opportunity, God, to get it right, oh God. So God, we just want to say thank you this morning. And we appreciate you, Lord. Now, Father, I pray, Father, as we get ready to close out, oh God, that, Father, that we want to ask you for our instructions this morning. And, Father, we will sit quietly, oh God, as you give us our instructions, oh Lord. We're waiting for the sweet words of your lips, oh God, to enter into our hearts, to enter into our souls and our mind, oh God, that we would know how to obey your commandments this morning, to obey your word today, Father. You said in your word, God, if you love me, you would obey me. If you love me, you would keep my commandments. If you love me, you would do what I say. So today, Father, we take this moment, this time out as we sit here in your presence, oh God, to receive our instructions, Lord. Restore, Lord. Restore that broken heart right now, Lord. Restore it, Lord. Someone is crying, Father, because they can't forgive themselves, oh God. Touch, O Lord. Touch, O Lord. Touch, O Lord. Touch, O Lord. Restore, Lord. Bring forth your peace in the name of Jesus. There is a scripture I want to leave you all today, this morning. It's John, the 14th chapter. And in John, the 14th chapter, in the first verse, it said it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would tell you. Let me just turn to it right now. And if I go away to prepare a place for you, let me just go there because I want to make sure I'm reading, I'm saying it, quoting it right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just keep on meditating. Just in that place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I read to you John, the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 3. Thank you, Lord. So as I close out this morning, I want you all just to stay right there until God releases you. Until God say, until you receive your instructions. If you are in a hurry, I understand. I understand. But just take this moment out of your day, this moment today, to meditate, to get your peace, to receive your joy back. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.